The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, fine.
My husband and fellow realtor, and our special guest, Kathleen Schultz from Bud Schultz Garden Center. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming and being with us today.
My pleasure.
We appreciate. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing various real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
And remember, you can view our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Okay, we thought we'd talk to you today, Kathleen, about everything there is to talk about on the exterior of the home, landscaping, lawns, shrubbery, flowers, things of that nature. You're a full-service garden center, correct?
I hope so.
Yes, okay. How long have you been in business?
Only about 50 years.
You're located on the O'Neill Highway in Dunmore?
Correct.
Okay. And we can contact you and call you if we dial 570-344-4916.
Correct.
Okay, great. So 50 years. And you,
just about.
Oh, great. Wonderful. I didn't realize it was that long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Bud is your husband,
yes.
Correct? And you have someone else in the family in the business.
Daryl, my son.
Daryl, okay. Yes, we always go to your garden center in the spring and summer. Everything we have in our yard came from your garden center.
That's good to hear.
Yes, I know.
Except 100-year-old lilacs. They didn't come
from
you.
Oh, right. Yes.
No, I haven't been around that long.
No, you guys weren't in business.
Okay. But the front and the sides, yes, those came from your garden center.
Fine.
We love your garden center because it's a small business like ours. We believe in supporting those types of businesses. But the main thing is, you're so friendly, attentive, and knowledgeable.
And if I'm not, I'm in trouble.
I would say for 50 years doing that, and if you didn't know what you were doing, you would be in trouble. But we thank you for all that you've done to help us, because we started from nothing.
Yes, and I'd rather go to a little place like that than one of those big box stores and have somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about, who doesn't have the time for us. We went up there, and you guys were very courteous. And you took the time and you really helped us out.
Well, I'd rather be honest with you and rather not sell to you than sell you something that you shouldn't have.
That's good. Not everybody's like that.
Well, we did a complete renovation of our home. So when we got to the outside of the home, everything was destroyed and the front, we had nothing.
We had nothing.
So you had to start from scratch.
Right. So what we did was we measured we have an older two-story home, traditional style. We have a very long, large front porch. It's the width of the house. In fact, it's an L-shaped, and it's a wraparound porch. And on the center staircase, and then on the two sides is where our shrubs are. We took a picture of that area, and we also measured it. And we went up, and Daryl had taken us through all the different rows of shrubs, explained the shrubs, and asked what I liked. And from the pictures, he was able to determine what would look best in front of my home. So how do you start off when someone comes to you like that? How do you start the conversation?
First of all, you've got to ascertain what your situation is. Are you morning sun, afternoon sun? How big is the area? What is the dimension? And usually pictures are very helpful because it gives us an idea of what we're working with. Like, you can say morning sun or afternoon sun, but it depends on its location. It could be morning sun, but it could be like an outside corner versus an inside corner. So there's sometimes pictures do help in addition to what you tell me. People will try to even take a stick and draw it on the ground and try to show me what they have. And that's helpful, too. I get somewhat of an idea. But
what's the difference? Why does it matter if you have a morning sun as opposed to...
It depends on the plant that you put there. Some plants like all-day sun. Some plants don't like it. You want a rhododendron to bloom, you're smarter if you put in morning sun. I know I've had people say, well, mine's afternoon sun, and if it's doing fine, that's fine. There must be something that's making it happy right there.
Maybe
go
a tree or...
That's right. Shade of some kind.
A overhang from a porch.
Correct.
Or something. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So, yes, I remember Daryl asked, what way did I face? East,
correct.
West,
right.
You know, so because I guess that matters.
It does. Like people tell me they try to grow azaleas, and I'd say to them, well, where are you planting them? And they'll say to me, well, like in the front of my house. And they'll say, it's sunny all day. Well, there's your problem right there. If you want an azalea and you want it to survive the winter, you should put it in the back, not in the front.
Okay.
You can try it, but your chances are kind of slim that it'll survive.
Well, this is information I would never know.
Well, too many times people buy things. They'll buy an azalea and they'll put it where they want to put it, not being told that maybe the better place is elsewhere.
And I'm not going to get this information up at one of those big box stores from one of the kids wearing a little apron. They're lucky they know what plants they're selling.
Okay. So, you know, and I also noticed when we were doing that, that there were different sizes.
Correct. You don't want to put something that's going to grow tall in front of something that's small. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. But sometimes people don't realize the rapidity of which something will grow. Some things will grow faster than others.
Okay.
And sometimes you can get away with something like that, but then you've got to keep it pruned back. You got to trim it back so it doesn't get too big.
Speaking of pruning, it's springtime now. So is this what we're supposed to be doing out there? What are we supposed to be doing?
It depends on what you're going to prune.
Okay.
You're not going to prune a rhododendron now, or you're going to cut all the flower buds off.
Okay.
You're going to wait until it's finished blooming, and then you're going to trim it. And it's smart to do it right after it's finished, because then it'll push out new growth and it'll give itself some fullness. A lot of times people will tell me their rhododendrons are bare on the bottom. Okay, so you want to create growth. You create growth by trimming in the tops and in the sides, and then new growth will push up from the bottom.
I didn't know that.
But people will tell me, mine didn't bloom this year, and I'll say to them, well, what did you do? And they will say, oh, I trimmed it in the fall. Well, in the fall, you cut all your flower buds up. Flower buds are set late in the summer into fall. Those buds stay there all winter. You cut them off in the fall, you have nothing to look forward to in the spring.
So what should you be cutting back in?
Well, you can cut, like I would say, probably in June is a good time to do it, because you're going to get a flush of new growth in May. Then you can trim things the way you want them trimmed. If you want it rounder, if you want it pyramidal, then you can do that. But you will do it. I would say June is a good time to do that.
When should we be planting our shrubs, our bushes?
As soon as the weather's decent to dig. If you can dig in the ground, you can plant.
So
you don't have to worry about the first frost?
No.
I mean, you have
to be careful, like when you buy things. Like, we take our plants and we store whatever we have from the previous year. We put them in greenhouses. We get them out of the greenhouses before they start to push out new growth. So they're still dormant. So we get them outside because they're acclimated to being cold.
Okay.
Greenhouses are cold. But we do them in the greenhouse because they're in a container, and the wind will dehydrate them and dry them out if we left them outside. That's why we put them in the greenhouse. But they're still acclimated to that cold temperature.
So if we can dig, we can plant.
That's right. That's right.
I didn't know that.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today with us is Kathleen Schultz from Bud Schultz Garden Center on the O'Neill Highway in Dunmore. 344-4916 is your contact phone number?
Correct.
Okay, great. And we're talking about planting shrubs, good time to plant. is now. If you could dig in the ground, plant it now.
Correct.
Now, I purchased some shrubs last year, late summer, early fall, and they were larger. They were not babies. They were larger. And it was, they took, and they're still with us today, which is great news because they survived our winter. Now, you know, and there's some, there is, a school of thought out there that you don't plant in late summer or.
Oh, you can plant anytime. That's a fallacy.
Okay.
I mean, plants in greenhouse in garden centers like ours, they're sitting in a pot on top of the ground. It makes sense to put them in the ground, and you can do that at any time. Otherwise, they're going to sit there all summer or whatever until they're sold.
Well, I asked you, and I knew that you were going to be honest and forthright, and you did say, yes, you can plant those. But a couple people that saw me planted them asked me why I was planting it. And then I was pretty brave for doing so because they thought that they wouldn't take. But, okay, so now we're going to get our outsides all ready, spruced up for the springtime. And we're thinking about annuals. When is a good time to start planting and picking out our flowers?
Well, that's precarious. Pansies you can plant, they'll tolerate the cold. But annuals like petunias and things, you should really probably wait till the end of April, first part of May. It all depends on the weather. There's no
set
certain
rule.
Date. Right.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if you plant them early, if you want to plant them early, you have to be careful that if you get a frost, you must cover them. And it can be a pain. You're better off just waiting and planting them a little bit later.
Okay.
I have people coming to me for tomato plants. Come on.
Not yet, right?
A little too early, huh?
No way. My son said, a lady came in looking for a tomato plant, and my son says, well, they're about an inch high. He said, I think you should let us grow them and then come get them a little bit later.
That's what I do.
Yes,
I didn't know anything about gardening, and I went in and talked to Daryl. He sold me some tomato plants that were about 2.5 feet high. I said, that's for me.
We had two last year. That was the extent of our garden.
Yes,
did you put tomatoes on?
Will be the extent this year too.
Oh, they were beautiful.
There you go.
We had tomato salad coming out of our ears, but they were wonderful. They were so good and so tasty. We had, after the break, we're going to revisit those tomato plants because we have a couple questions about the soil and what do you do with those types of things. Okay. So, but before we go to break, I have a couple pre-approved buyers at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that we need to find houses for, and we're showing and showing and showing the inventory out there, but they just can't seem to find what they're looking for. We have an investor, a large and multiple complex dwelling needed, up to $400,000. The only requirement would be that there would be separate heat on this. It's a must. So no specific area, up to $400,000. Pretty much move-in condition, large multiple unit complex needed. Also, we have a cash purchaser. That's no financing is needed. Looking for a Scranton home with 3 bedrooms for $80,000 or less. So anybody that has a property that fits those descriptions, if you want to give us a call, we have buyers ready waiting in the wings. We're going to go to break. So we will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jrudy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello. And our special guest, Kathleen Schultz.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for being here with us. And you're with Bud Schultz Garden Center on the O'Neill Highway in Dunmore.
Correct.
Okay. Family owned and operated. Bud is your husband, and your son, Daryl, is also a big part of the business. Before the break, we started talking about tomatoes and tomato plants.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about, well, we have a situation at our home where when we planted these last year, we saw where the, now we had a nice size. How big were they, Pat?
Oh, it was gigantic. We had pieces of steel rebar in the ground. And string to hold them up because they were all over the place.
What do you recommend?
Well, that's what you can do. I mean, you have to tie them. You have to secure them. What happens is usually they get so big that because of their weight, they just want to go sideways.
Right.
So you have to secure them in some way. A lot of times tomato cages help. But if you're going to use a tomato cage, that tomato has to be started in the cage when it's young. That's what we do. And a lot of times we'll sell them with the cage. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
Yeah, like we got one with it. It outgrew the cage.
Oh, well, there you go. But that's
these
an indication
massive.
That the tomato got large, yes.
Yeah, they got large. Daryl told me to feed it every other day or the third day, and boy, oh boy, did this thing just take off.
Sometimes he goes overboard, and he feeds almost every day. Our fertilizer bill is fantastic. But
you have big plants.
It pays off.
Well, you do. You sell beautiful things. Now, one of the other things we notice with our tomato plants, and I don't know what this is indicative of. Maybe you can tell me. Some of the tomatoes that came off the vine were black on the bottom.
Well, you need to put lime into your soil.
Okay.
It's a lack of calcium.
Okay.
And sometimes in a pot, the calcium is used up, so it needs to be fortified.
So when we're planting, we should mix the
put
lime?
Put some lime in the soil, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But if you're in a container, then what you could do, you could put like a tablespoon or whatever, a couple, it depends on the size of the pot, of lime.
Okay. Well, we planted these right into the ground, so we're going to have to, okay.
We're going to be getting some lime.
Sometimes it's weather conditions, and sometimes it's, you know, uncontrollable. But the lime would help.
Okay. Also, before the break, we were talking about pruning back things. And in the springtime, there's certain things you prune and there's certain things you do not prune, such as plants or shrubs that have blooms.
The rule of the thumb is that anything that gets a flower, you prune it after it's finished flowering, like a week or so. That's true like hydrangeas, rhododendron, azaleas, I mean, whatever flowers.
Okay. Now, at the break, we were talking, and Jessica, our producer, has an apple tree.
That got out of control. So she has got to get herself a pair of lopping shears and really go to town and prune it back.
But this would be the time to do that?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yes. And she should spray it also.
What do you spray it with?
Well, at this time of the year, with the temperature being the way it is, Volk oil is a good spray. It's a preventative. It's like a covering, you know, it protects it. It smothers insects that are on the tree. So that's a good one to start with. Then you really do need a fruit tree spray program. Because the trees will, I tell people, if you're not going to take care of them, then don't bother planting them. Because they'll only grow as well as you take care of them. And unfortunately, fruit trees need to be sprayed. People are with organics. That's a big problem because they don't want chemical. But no, as a rule, you can pretty much, you have to determine what your priority is. I mean, do you want good fruit or don't you?
So you have to maintain.
Kids only grow up as well as they're trained at home.
That's a good analogy.
So you have to maintain these items. You have to keep at them.
Correct.
And take care of them.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad's got a pear tree next to the house. I mean, we live on the beach, so it's basically everything sand, but he takes care of it. And this thing has been growing for years.
There
and
you go.
It's probably not supposed to be growing there, but it does. Right. He sprays it, and we get funny-looking pears, and he loves them. I don't know what kind of pears they are. I never liked them, but he loves his little pears.
That's wonderful. But the key is that he took care of them.
Yes, he does.
Or he does, I should say. Yeah.
Yes, they do. They spend a lot of time out there doing...
They won the Garden Club Award, and they're very proud of that. And
that's good.
I'm very proud that I didn't cut grass until I was 47.
Well, you had sand.
I had sand. I lived in Brooklyn. I grew up in Brooklyn in a brownstone, and there's no grass unless I'm going to Prospect Park. And there was... And then we moved down to the beach, and there was...
Sand.
I had sand in my car all year round.
Yeah. Well, pruning any of this yard work, physically, for a person, I mean, if you're capable of bending over, I mean, it's wonderful therapy for you. You could save yourself a lot of money not going to the foot doctor.
What does a foot doctor tell you? What does a foot doctor
keep
tell
you? Keep walking.
That's right.
Keep walking.
You can't hit a moving target.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And we're here talking about gardens, shrubs, flowers, plants with Kathleen Schultz from Bud Schultz Garden Center on the O'Neill Highway in Dunmore. Again, thank you for coming in with us today and talking to us. Now, what I was thinking about is grass and lawns. Correct. What should we be doing now to getting our yards, our front lawns, backyards all ready for the spring and summertime?
It depends on the condition your yard was in the fall and the previous season. If you've had crabgrass in the past, then you need a pre-emergent crabgrass control. Pre-emergent means it kills the weed seed, not the plant. Crabgrass dies at the end of the season. By December, January, whatever, crabgrass should be dead and gone. But it left behind all those little seeds, and those seeds will spread. And if you don't put a pre-emergent, then you're going to have crabgrass again. Now, also, you need to fertilize. You need to put something with higher nitrogen in it, and phosphorus and potash, which they all go along. But your lawn will only be as nice, therefore, again, as you take care of it.
Well, again, all the credit is yours. Last year, our neighbors were stopping us and telling us how wonderful our front lawn looked. It was so green. It was so lush. But by August, like many in the area, the hot, the 90-degree temperature, right, we had some brown spots.
Well, yeah. And the dryness, too, you know. But you can take care of those problems. If you're looking at brown spots, then you should be looking to dig around the brown spots to see if there's grubs in the ground. If there are, you better take care of them, because if you don't, they'll take care of you, and you'll have a worse lawn than you had before.
So how do you find these grubs?
Well, they're like about an inch long, curl, ugly things, fat, white things that look terrible, and you can kill them. You have to use, there's what they call instant killer you can use, or if you thought you had it the previous year, then you can use a control that you put down in the spring of the year, and that it should take care of you for the rest of the season. There's a product out there called Milky Spore that supposedly lasts for 20 years, and I have sold it 20 years ago, if not longer. And I've had people come back to me and really were surprised that it worked as long as it did.
Very effective.
It's more of an organic. It's not harmful to birds or dogs. A lot of times people put chemicals on their lawn and they're leery because of the dog going on the lawn, which is understandable. But this product's been out for a while, and it's good. The only problem is it takes a while till it becomes acclimated into the soil. The more grubs you have, the faster it works.
You know what we had last year that took care of the grubs? Skunks.
Skunks, correct. If you have a skunk, then you've got grubs.
Yeah. The guy next door had a bunch of skunks living under his porch, and they would camp out on our lawn and have dinner. And I didn't go near the front lawn when they were out there. I could smell them, though. I knew they were around.
Well, you were wise to stay indoors, yes.
People will say, my lawn looks bad. I've got all these spots. And my first question to them is, do you smell a skunk at night? And they'll say, yeah, well, then your answer is, you've got grubs.
Yeah, we must have grubs or something.
Okay, so we did this four-stage thing last year. Is that what we did?
Well, I didn't use all four stages. I used three.
Okay.
Yes, because the one particular stage that's out there is not for grubs. It's for ants and other little creatures that aren't as big a problem as the grubs are. So you can save yourself some money by going past that and going onto the grub control.
Yeah, I'll see you at the end of the week. I'm going to need some of that stuff.
Okay. Well, we're headed towards the end of the half hour here, so we're going to review a listing and then do a tip of the day. But before we do so, we want to thank you, Kathleen Schultz, for coming in with us again from Bud Schultz Garden Center on the O'Neill Highway in Dunmore. And your contact information is 344-4916.
Just come and visit me. I'm glad to help you if I can.
And I can attest to that because you've been so helpful to us in the past, and we'll be seeing you again soon.
Fine. Thank you.
Okay. Before I do the tip, Pat, would you like to do the listing?
Yes. We have a new listing on Prospect Avenue in Scranton. It's a duplex. It's an up and a down. It has the same layout on both floors. Now, the first floor is five rooms, two bedrooms, natural woodwork, replacement windows in the living room and dining room, and a long-term tenant. The second floor is the same layout, except it doesn't have the long-term tenant. It's got a new roof installed about 4 years ago, aluminum siding, two gas furnaces, two hot water heaters, two electric panels. So the tenants pay all the utilities, which is nice. Laundry hookups in each unit off the kitchen. Full walk-up attic. Both units have access for storage up there. Two-car detached garage, and the yard is fenced in. It's near Center City, Scranton, near the universities, the interstate. It's next to everything downtown. That's on Prospect Avenue in Scranton for $87,000.
Thank you, Pat. Before we close, we'd like to review a tip today. Make sure your entrance is accessible. That means cleaning up your front yard, your porch, and entranceway to allow visitors to get to the front door without stepping through or over obstacles. Clean up the walkways from the street. Clean up your sidewalk or your driveway. Remove brush, thorny plants, overhanging branches, toys, or other hazards. Make sure the walkway path itself is usable. Try to have cement, flagstones, gravel, pavers, or even a wooden walkway so people aren't stepping into water, snow, or mud, and thus tracking that through your home when we go through your property. Before we close, I'd like to invite you back next week. Kathleen, would you be able to come back with us next week and talk about perennials, annuals, all that?
Sure.
Okay, great. Thank you. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. And that concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy's.
Thank you, Jackie.
And Kathleen Schultz from Bud Schultz Garden Center. Thanks again.
Thank you.
If you have any real estate questions, feel free to email us.
Yes, email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
And remember to check out our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thanks so much for listening and have a fabulous day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way. It's the Real Estate Roundtable.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
And I'm Pat Devaney from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Looking out for you and determined to help you buy or sell your home. Hosts of Real Estate Roundtable can be heard every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. Tune in to Jackie and Pat discussing buying, selling, and everything real estate. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate is your most up-to-date real estate information and advice. Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m.